TD Bank is one of several banks funding the construction of a crude oil pipeline that will span more than 1,100 miles from North Dakota to Illinois. A couple of weeks ago, two local activists with the group known as Fang Collective locked themselves to the entrance of its downtown branch. The bank's security guard was clear he wouldn't let that happen during a rally outside of the bank.
You all do what you gotta do, that's your right. Don't step across on me and bring your problems and the chains and all that, and when everybody gonna have a nice day. That's all I'm telling you, because I'm not the guy to be messing with.
People say they were there to support Native tribes fighting to stop construction of the $3.7 billion pipeline. Cranston resident Nicole Klinker says she's horrified by what's happening in North Dakota.
The gentleman from the bank probably doesn't even have an idea of really what's happening, and that's probably why he was so abrasive.
According to the Bismarck Tribune, an early version of the proposal called for the pipeline to cross the Missouri River north of Bismarck, but that plan was rejected out of fear that it would threaten Bismarck's water supply. Now a portion of this project will cross under the Missouri River and over sacred land. Various news outlets reported the tensions between tribes, their supporters, and law enforcement escalated last week when more than 100 people were arrested. Videos show officers using pepper spray and rubber bullets on protesters who call themselves water protectors. Klinker says she doesn't think that's the right way to treat people.
I think it's time that we really notice sort of the injustice that is happening now and that has been happening for hundreds of years. This was never our land to mess with.
The Standing Rock Sioux tribe sued Energy Transfer Partners, the company building the pipeline. A federal judge recently declined to temporarily halt construction, but the Obama administration stepped in to stop a portion of the construction on public land. For the several dozen people here in solidarity with Indigenous people, that's not enough.
When the lives that we live are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
The water we drink is under attack!
Hey, hey!
Rally organizer Pia Ward says the fight against this pipeline isn't just about climate change.
Let's look at it through the lens of what they, as human beings, have a right to.
This week, President Obama told Now This News that the Army Corps of Engineers is looking into whether the pipeline could be rerouted. Amber Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.